Okay, we're in Siman Samach Zayin. We're in the principal half of the Siman. We're up to, I believe, Siv Chavav. Siv Chavav and Chav Zayin are one Mishnah, and it would seem to be Dvarim Pshutim. Let's just remind us now, what's a principal? A principal is that people owe me money, I'm not going to be allowed to collect, so I give the chayvais to Bezdin. I'm leiser my chayvais to Bezdin. That's a simple explanation. So what it says in Chavav and Chav Zayin is the following. Chamisha shalavu me echad. That means there's one malva and five loivim. How many principles do you need? One malva, five loivim. If you only have five people, you only need one. So chamisha shalavu me echad, dai loiv b'prusbal echad. You give one prusbal. The imlavu b'shtar echad, and if five people borrowed, the loan was in a single shtar, then you have another benefit that afilu en karka elalecha b'yam kaisu prusbal akulam. This is a chayish mishpatin. You should know, if you're one of a number of borrowers on a shtar, I think we mentioned this last week, that you're what we call jointly and severally responsible. You're responsible for the entire chayv. And if one of the five has karka, so the whole chayv has a shibud karka, and then the prusbal works. So one of the conditions of the prusbal is that there has to be a shibud karka. So this is what seems to be a very simple halacha. That if I lend money to five people, I only need one prusbal. And Siv Chav Zayin is the other half of the Mishnah. Chamisha shehilvu le'echad kol echad tzarech prusbal. If one borrower borrow from five different people, is it pashut? Because every malva has to claim. So if one person borrow from five different people, then you need five different shtaris. So this halacha, which really seems to be very simple, is important lafuke from the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel Masalant. Rabbi Shmuel Masalant, we don't know if he held the Zikr Adin or not, but his prosbul required that you name all of the loans have to be specifically enumerated in a prosbul. We don't do that. We just do kol shtar shiyesh li shegvenu kol zman sheyaretz, kol chayv shiyesh li. That's the way we do it. But Rabbi Shmuel Masalant apparently held that you have to spell out all of the chayvis. Now, the proof, not that way, those who argue with him is here, because the manafshach. If all the chayvis are written out in the shtar, so you never need more than one prosbul. Right? If five lenders get together and they make one prosbul and they delineate that all the following chayvis are mishuvid, so you only need one prosbul. If it has all the debt written in the shtar, you never need more than one. Why do you need more than one? Because we're talking about the prusbul, our style prusbul, you don't write the chayvis. It's just a generic language that the hameini meisel lechem shekol chayv sheyesh li shegvenu kol zman sheyaretzeh. So if you would have to spell out or list the chayvis, then it would be no difference five malvis or five loivis. As long as everyone got together and did one prosbul, it would always work. It would always be good. So this seems to be a raya that you don't need to write out the shtara. I said, we taka don't, and that's the way it's done. Chavches. Yisaimim ketanim shiesha malva b'yaracherim ein sarach prosbul. Okay, here we talk about tzedakis in general. And you save them specifically if they need it. If you have a chayv from a gemach, let's say, or in general, somebody pledged money to tzedakah and shmita passes. The question is whether what the rules of shmita being mishamit are. It's a little more complicated. The halacha is very clear. You save them ketanim sheyesh amalva biyadachem ein sarach prosbul. Okay, you save them who are ketanim don't have to do a prosbul. If you owe money to a cotton, even if you borrow from his father and his father died, now you owe money to him derech Yerusha. Same thing, mishachayiv l'kupas tzedakah ain't a mishamit. If you borrowed from a tzedakah, the Gemach or any other tzedakah, not mishamet. Whether it's a pledge or a loan, either way, it's not mishamet. Now here, the question is why? Why is Shemitah any different? What would you say before we look at the Mefarshim? Why is tzedakah's loan not mishamet? Huh? Tzedakah is not reyehu. It's not. It's tzedakah is not chayiv in mitzvahs. You didn't borrow from people. That's what I would say. Now it's interesting that the reasons here are not so simple, and there's a nafkamina. Take a look at Sma Nun. He doesn't say the reason we said. Yisaimim Ketanim. Okay, he's talking about Yisaimim, not by a Gemach. Could be by Gemach, he would agree with our reason. But the Sma Nun says, Yisaimim Ketanim, Sheesh Lahem, Pirish, Hey Ma Shehuvu Mishalahen, whether the Kotan himself lent money. You're allowed to borrow money from a Kotan? I'm not sure. If he's reached a certain age, he's allowed to interact with his money, spend his money. Hey, Shiyar Shukhai Me'avian. Why? Now listen to his reason. Da Bezdin Hu Avian Sho Yisaimin. Bezdin is is in charge of the Yisaimin, is the Apotropos on Yisaimin. Mishtari Sei, Machal Shalahan, Kimisur Le Bezdin Dami. What are you saying? That because Bezdin is automatically by default, if nobody's appointed to be the to be in charge of the assignment, it's Bezdin's responsibility. That Bezdin Yaraniim ki Yara Yisaimim. Bezdin is the Yaraniim, just like the Yara Yisaimim. Mashenke Bigadaylim, Mashenke Yisaimim were over Bar Mitzvah. The Dafka Mashiyoshem Yavinim Tanina Lahu. There's a din of Taninon. Okay, I'll explain the din of Taninon in a moment. But he's saying is that by Gedolim Yisaimim would not apply. Okay, I'm going to explain a little about the Gedolim Yisaimim in 2 minutes. But listen to the way the Sma takes this. The Sma takes this that Bezdin is the apotropos of Yisaimim, and therefore, and Bezdin is in charge of its tzedakas. So that's why Shemitah is not Mishamit, because it is approvable. It's given to Bezdin. I can't hear you.
Does it matter if the Bezdin
Parshav or not? Does it matter if the Bezdin Bezdin is Chashav? That's only a question. First of all, I think if you ask the Bezdin if they're Chashav, they're generally Paskin, they are. But that's only enough Gemina like the Rambam who holds that a person needs a Bezdin Chashav. Apparently the Mechaber who said they need a Bezdin Chashav. Yeah. See, this is the problem. You know what, before I tell you the problem, just look in the Gros, it holds the same way. Gros Nun Aleph. The Gros says pretty much the same as the Sma. Yisaimim Ketanim, the Gedolim, Ein Bezdin Aviyam Dehem Kachal Adam. The Gros says everything in a few words. Yisaimim Ketanim says the Gedolim Ein Bezdin Aviyam, because they be Gedolim, Bezdin is not their father. Dehem Kachal Adam, because they're like everybody else. And it's interesting if you continue. It says Likut Yisaimim Ketanim. I am Rashi from Metzia Dafayin. But Messiah Dafayin is slightly different. There's a halacha that with Yisaimim's money or tzedakah money, you're allowed to do ribis d'rabbanan. Ribis d'iraisa is also no matter what. Ribis d'rabbanan is mutter. What's ribis d'rabbanan? If you make an investment with a heter iska, it's a real investment. You know, a heter, it's a real iska. Yisaimim invest, and someone guarantees the principal. Now, if they guarantee principal and interest, that's ribis d'iraisa. Right? It's not an investment. An investment means you can gain or you could lose. So if I give money to as an investment, and someone guarantees the principal and the interest, then that's a loan. Even if I use the word investment, it's not an investment. It's a loan. I'm lending money. I'm guaranteed to get my money back, whether you make money or you don't. What happens if you guarantee the principal but not the interest? That's a loan, but we call that ribis she'ena ktsutza. You're not guaranteed interest. Right? That's the language of Chazal. That's kar l'schai v'rochik mehefsin. A person is gives the money. He's guaranteed the principal. Not going to lose money, but he's not guaranteed the profit. That's ribis d'rabbanan. And that you're allowed to do in the Nisei Yisayimim, sometimes done today, where really people in charge of Yisayimim's money shouldn't be putting it into risky investments. But if there's a good guarantor going to guarantee the principal, so then you can put in the money and the principal is guaranteed. So I'm not sure why the Gra sends you to Ilchus Ribis. The Gra there says, take a look at Ilchus Ribis, where the Gemara sees to make a chilti, Yisayimim Ketanim, Yisayimim Gedailim. But that has nothing to do with Bezdin. There it's a din in Ilchus Ribis that there's no Ribis to Rabbanon by Yisayimim. So I'm not sure why the Gra sends you there. But anyway, the Gra goes with this same explanation as this man. Why is Mois Yisayimim not Mishamit? Because Bezdin is the apotropos of Yisayimim.
But Gadon, he my reciprocal, but he knows he will lend money. Does the Yorish know that the problem and money that he's there from him, even by Gadon?
Okay, so I'd like to get to explain that. Before that, what about in New York in 2021? Is Bezdin Avin Shel Yisayimim today? Does this thing apply in the Gemara? It says Bezdin Avin Shel Yisayimim. Avin dies, he's Yisayimim Ketanim. It's like he gave the chayv to Bezdin. Bezdin Avin Shel Yisayimim. Does that apply today in the United States? Which Bezdin is Avin Shel Yisayimim? Who ever heard of such a thing? Today we don't have sitting Botei Dinim. You want a Bezdin, you go, you fish out it by a Bezdin, you create a Bezdin, or you go to a Bezdin. Who's Bezdin Shel Avin Shel Yisayimim today? And the Yisayimim, a man dies, leaves a lot of money, and I'm sure that a lot of Bati Dina would like to have access to the money, but there's no such thing today. Even tzedakis, most tzedakis, community tzedakis, maybe. If you have the Satma Kehila has a tzedakah, so maybe it's understood that whatever they do goes with their best. But generally speaking, this whole thing would be out the window. If this is the reason that Shemitah is not Meshamit, the reason that the Sman and the Gra, it's very hard to argue with it. But if this was the reason, then it would be very, very difficult to say that today that this should apply. Why would this apply? It's totally not true today. Just because theoretically, there's no such thing. It has to be real. It has to be at least some semblance of reality. If you give a prizel to a bezdin, you're creating a bezdin. Okay, it's not a standing bezdin. It's three fellows in shul, but okay, you can make such a bezdin. But to say that bezdin avin shel yisayimim in our day and age and in our place. It doesn't seem to be true. If everything is based on this, then I think this halacha is out the window. At least Chutz La'aretz. I don't know if it's Yisrael how it works, but at least in Chutz La'aretz, this wouldn't be true.
Was it Bezdin like this?
I didn't live then, but my understanding from the Chazal is that Kehilais had Batei Din in that had certain power. Now, different communities was different, but there were a lot of communities in Europe for periods of time. In Poland, the Vada Avarotzes for a period of time. Had a power over the community, and even today, if you go to Kiryas Yoel, you go to a square, you go to a self-contained community. Now, if somebody wants to leave the community, they can leave. But as long as someone's part of the community, there's a certain amount of understanding. The Batei Dinim are in charge. But that's not the way it is in most of the Golos, in most of the countries that we live in today. Is there a takana that we're learning about? Or just, the rule is, if you give it to Bezdin, it's not Mishamit. Memela, by Ketanim, it's not Mishamit. If it was a takana, the Shri doesn't apply to Ketanim, I agree with you. What? The Prozbul is a takana. He was saying, without a Prozbul. The Ketanim didn't write a Prozbul, but was saying, even if they didn't write a Prozbul, since Bezdin is a VM Shel Yisayimim, so that logic, it's sort of a logic, shouldn't apply today. You create a Bezdin. So you sit down, I have no question. If you have a Din Torah, they could create a Bezdin and be Mishabah themselves to any Bezdin. But here, there is no Bezdin. If the father died, he left a Tzavod and a Bezdin's in charge, I understand. But today, there's no, whoever heard of a Bezdin stepping into the affairs of a Yassim?
Does it say anywhere in Gemara that the Bezdin is not here from his son?
It says by Dina. I can't quickly survey all of Shas. It takes me about an hour. Does it say anywhere? It talks about Dina Taira that Bezdin is Tanina Lias because Bezdin is Avi Yishol Yisayim. But yeah, I think so. It's every Bezdin. Don't you create a Bezdin? That's how we do things in Chutzlaretz. That's how we always. Anytime two people have an entire, they accept a Bezdin and they create a Bezdin and they do it. Yeah. You have to but you can't just fill out the form. You have to take you have to create a Bezdin of three people and give it to them, right? So you do. You at least you create a Bezdin. You could say, who says the labor recognizes the Bezdin? Okay, I gave it to a Bezdin. If the labor will be is going to tell them to jump in the lake, I'll tell them to jump in the lake. But at least I created a Bezdin. But here, by his side.
Is that the Bezdin was not around on of the Shmita?
Why is that a kasha?
By his side?
No. My question is that the whole logic is that when you have your seven ketanim, it's like the chayv was given to Bezdin, because Bezdin avin shel yisayim. Even if the man died half a year before Shemitah, 6 years before Shemitah, 2 days before Shemitah. But we don't have such a thing that Bezdin Aviyah Shal Yisayim.
If the Bezdin go to the Torah, the Bezdin would be on.
If they would go to the Torah, Bezdin, yeah, they would create a Bezdin at that time. But there's no standing. But they did in that.
There is a standing.
Well, what does it mean? It's Bezdin Aviyah Shal Yisayim. Every Bezdin is automatically going to create the chayvs. I don't see it.
How do you kind the whole loan itself? That someone advised his son, they oversaw the actual law. Otherwise,
so if they inherit it from their father, that's easy.
Like the governing,
who is?
Who gave the loan?
Who?
Somebody
so, all right, if they yarshit from their father, then what you're saying doesn't apply. If the father lent money.
A lawyer, someone understood that they can make this loan, and therefore they're the ones who can.
I don't know that there was an advisor or a lawyer.
If
the client
gives a loan.
All right, maybe, Chaim, I'll agree with you. If there was an advisor or a lawyer, then let's say I'll agree with you. But what if. Let's say the father lent money and died. The father lent money, the father died, and they inherited it. That's one of the cases. The other case is Ketanim gave a loan. Now, really, you're not supposed to borrow or take money from Ketanim. Ketanim is kainah, he's not makna. So I guess it means there's a certain age where there's allowed to be. You're not allowed to borrow money from a Ketanim. You have no right to take his money, but if you did, you owe the money. Yeah. All right.
Can you say that responsibility to take care of these
in theory, there's a communal responsibility. In practice, though, there's no.
The community doesn't have a basement.
Who's the community? Who's the community? You live in Flatbush. Who's the community? Who's the one that has to do it? Well, give me his address. Who's the community? Unfortunately, we don't have. There's no kihila by us. No community. Well, we don't live that way. There was a time that that people lived that way. Maybe today, in some places, there's no community. You're gonna come along, and you're gonna even if you get all the Jews and Flappish to get together and say this guy's in charge of the assignment. You say, I'm not gonna say Joe jump in the lake. Who recognizes
people
them? It's a problem. It's a problem. Unfortunately, usually a con man comes along and does it, unfortunately. But a good person, maybe he'll come along and do it. But you can't tell me that Stama, Manis or Yisaimim, and Emois of Tzedakis, Stama are in the hands of who, what, where, when, where, what, which Bezdin? You have good Tzedakis. You have legitimate Tzedakis. Which Bezdin is in charge of them? You have a legitimate Tzedakis, and they lend money. And now, who's the Bezdin that's in charge of this tzedakah? It doesn't exist today. You can't, it's like, in theory, you're right, but in practice, it's just not true. Who's the tzibor by us? Who's the tzibor? There's no tzibor. For the better or the worse, probably more for the worse than for the better, but there is no tzibor here. There's no tzibur in our community. No, who's the tzibur? Tell me the address. Who's in charge of the chayv shel yisayim? Who's the one in charge of collecting? Nobody. You go get a lawyer, he'll be in charge of collecting. Now,
the check for the egos by yourself. Who's the person demanding?
So usually, either the courts will appoint somebody to be in charge. But he's not Bezdin, he's a person. He's not a Bezdin, he has no...
If an individual comes to Bezdin...
Which Bezdin? If he comes, yes. I agree. If he comes to Bezdin and writes a principle, I agree.
When he demands the money, that's Tigos. But a custom, his demand is the demand.
Therefore,
the only reason that they can get the thing, because the Bezdin takes it up.
Which Bezdin?
Whenever they go to it.
What is if the personal borrower is honest and he wants to pay back? Can he pay back without a Bezdin? I borrowed money, I paid back, I lent money, I got paid back. I never used the Bezdin so far.
But the lotion of tigos means that you're...
But what about Tishameit? What about that lotion? So I'll tell you, there is a second explanation. I don't think they argue. The Tumim has a second explanation here. And Rav Moshe, the Dibris Moshe talks about it. I'll explain to you. When we started this sugya, I mentioned to you at the outset that Shemitah being Mishamet, the fact that someone owes me money, and they're right at principle, somebody owes me money, Shemitah passes, Shemitah is Mishamet, what does that mean? There are two ways to understand. One way, which I think is the popular way, is that's what we call Avkata Demalka. God declared the Chayv paid. The Torah declared Avkata Demalka, because Baruch Hu declared the Chayv paid. The chayv poof doesn't exist anymore. I would say not due, not paid. Okay, the chayv is not due. The chayv is gone. It disappeared. The other way to learn is not that way. The chayv exists. There's a mitzvah say on the lender to say mishamed ani. If you owe someone money and shmita passes, you still owe him money. There's a mitzvah to say mishamet ani, when he comes to pay you, you say I'm mishamet yochai. It says if he says afal pikein, I want to pay anyway, so you can take the money. And Rav Moshe writes very strongly that the emes is the second way. That, and then we'll see in a minute, the tumim holds that way. Rav Moshe says it too, that the chayv exists. It's not that the chayv doesn't exist. The chayv exists after shemitah. There's a mitzvah sasei on the malva, and I say an alay sasei. Alay sasei to demand paying, like you guys, and the asei of being mishamit. The chayv exists. The chayv is still there. My nafkamina, Ramesha says, the chayv of a cotton. The Tumim says, the chayv of a cotton. Since the chayv exists, it's just a mitzvah sasei to say mishamit ani. And a cotton is not b'nei avid mitzvah dami, it's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So memela, your obligation to pay, it still stands. Not only that, but even if it's a friar yid that never heard of Shemitah, and you owe him money, and Shemitah passes, you still owe him the money. Now, he has a mitzvah to say mishamed ani. But the chayv you still owe him. If he doesn't say mishamed ani, then you owe him the chayv. He's ever an essay, but you still owe him the chayv. If you learn this way, that the chayv of a cotton or of an entity like a tzedakah is not mechuyev in mitzvahs, ketanim and achayev in mitzvahs, and the kupa shel tzedakah is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. If so, so we have a second explanation of what it says here, that ma'is of yisayim and not mishamit. Of course, that I'm a chayiv in mitzvahs. Nafkamina.
It's mitzvah every day. The question is mitzvah every day or not?
To do what?
If you hold the mitzvah, and there's still chayiv still there, therefore the mitzvah every day doesn't go away.
The mitzvah, well, when you come to pay, he has a mitzvah to say mishamet ani. If you don't come to pay, it's a theoretical mitzvah, it's not in practice. But the moment he comes to pay you, you say mishamet ani, that's the mitzvah, say mishamet ani. Now, nafkamina is by Yisayim and Gedaylin. By Yisaimim Gedailim, it says here only Yisaimim Ketanim, and not Yisaimim Gedailim. Typically, a Yasaim is somebody who is any idea in his father's business. A Yasim, if there's a Din Torah over an estate, there's a Halach of Taninon, Liasmi. We taina for Yisaimim anything the father could have tied it. Now, as people come and they say, your father owed us money, so Bezantine is parati. If he brings a shtar, Bezantine is mezuyif. Bezantine is any time that they could have tied it, even if they're gedolim. Even if they're gedolim, they're only 14 and 15. Even if they're 40 years old, but they have no, their father didn't share their business dealings with them, and the assignment inherit, and they have no clue what's going on in the business. The din of Tanina Liasmi is that Bezantine is any time that the father could have tied it. And that applies even to Yisaimim when they're Gedailim already. So now, step back. We have two explanations. If you say this Tumim's explanation, because they're not Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, that's why it's not Mishamit. So if they're over 13, then it doesn't apply. And Taka says Yisaimim Ketanim, Sheshayim Alv. If you hold the explanation of the Sma and the Gra, it would seem the Bezin Zavir Shu Yisaimim, it's Lav Dafka till 13. It should be even if they're older. And they have no clue about the father's business. Now, that seemed to bother the Gra. If you look in the Gra, the language of the Gra in Nun Aleph, the Gedailim Ein Bezin Avihem, Deheim Kachol Adam. Okay. Yisem Ketanim, Ayin Rashi Bav Metzia. I'm sorry, the Gra, you don't see anything. In the Lashon of the Sma. In Sma Nun, Yisem Ketanim, the third wide line, Pirish, Mashal Veyim, Mashal Hen Hein, Shiresh Rabbi Yevim, Debez, Lu Havi Yishal Yisayim, Vishtar Yisayim, Chol Ashal Hen, Kemisur in Lebez and Dami, Chem Mekup Yitzel Tzedaka, Debez Naniyim, Kiyal Yisayim, Mashenkim Begidaylam, the Dafka Mashi Yarshu Me'aviyam Tanina Lahu. That line says Dafka Mashi Yarshu Me'aviyam. If they yarshim from their father, even if they're over by mitzvah, Tanina Lahu. Come on, Sibchav Tes. But if they themselves gave out a chayiv, so that's only ketanim and not gedolim. So this would be a nafkamina between the two. Now, if you look in Sivchav Tes, Yisayim Gedailim, Tanina Lahu, Shamahay Elabi and Prosmal. Yisayim Gedailim is the rule of Taninan. The retainer for them, Shamahay Elabi and Prosmal, Hashem Ehisner Shalayish Retainer Bishvias.
Even though it's the
same. So, what?
Even though it's the same, we're going to say that they did that sin.
What sin? It's not a sin. You can make it tonight. Right? He said that it works. So, so by Gedolim, Tanin Lahu. It doesn't say the reason of Bet Naviyam Yeshua Yisaimim. All right, but this is what turns out. It turns out, if you learn, I say Ramosha, it's not Ramosha. It's going to clarify the Shaila. Many years before Ramosha came along, if it's Afkata de Malko, Afkata de Asmi. And the Mitzchina holds that the Torah is Mafkiya the Chayv. And he says himself, Nafkimina Chereshayt of Akadim, that the Torah is Mishamit. Ramosha holds very stark that it's a Tos. This Tumim is one of his rayas, that the Mamish Shatanim, Shemit is not Mishamit, because they'll have a mitzvah in him. And like I said, nafkamina, the main nafkamina to us is Fraya Yidden. If Fraya Yidden lent you money and Shemitah passed and they didn't write a principle, then the Chayv still exists. The Abali Tshuva, who asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, he has a Tshuva, Abali Tshuva, who somebody was in the lending business, and he asked him when he became from, if he has to go back to all the Chayvis that he collected after Shemitah and he has to give the money back. Yes, they have to give all the money back of all the Jewish chayvis. Shem Zalman said, no, if they paid you, they paid you. The chayv exists, it's not a neiva. You had a mitzvah say, it's a mishamin ani. You ever an asay, you ever a lot of other avarus also. You machal Shabbos too, so you know, you'll put that in the pile. So you did tshuva for it. What? So he could be ever like, he gets loved, and he was over that say, he wasn't mishamit. But it's not Geneva. The money he has is not stolen money. It's legitimate money, because the money is, the money is legitimate money. Yisoyim memamin is anybody who doesn't know the financial affairs of a parent. That means he's at a disadvantage because of the fact that he's a yasim in this time. No, it's well beyond 13. 15-year-olds own their father's business. The style, especially European parents, people have European parents, they don't tell their kids anything. Moms don't tell their kids anything. They'll tell their nephews before they tell their children. The Gemara says, Osi Adam Shalel Asbiyasa. You know what's in the Gemara? If a man tells somebody, a man has something very expensive, silver, gold, a wad of cash. And someone says, why you have so much cash? He says, oh, it's Yankel's. So the Gemara, then he dies. He says, it's Yankel's money. So, Osi Adam Shalel Asbiyas Atzmai. A person wants to make himself not appear to be rich. I don't know why, I wouldn't mind. But I said, first of all, nobody wants to make himself appear rich. And not only that, it says, Osi Adam Shalel Asbiyas Atzmai Yafilu Lebanov. The Gemara says specifically. He tells his children, you know, all that money, that's not my money. That's I'm holding the money for someone else. And then he dies, your children want to give it back to someone else. No, you don't have a chayiv to. The father's admission, I see it today. People come to me to do a shtar chatzi zachar, to make their will binding. For shtar chatzi zachar, you need a number that's more than your total value. You just need a number. You don't have to tell the Rav how much you're worth. Just pick a number. Tell me 100 million, tell me 1 million. Just pick a number. So people come to me and they tell me a number. I tell them, your house alone is worth more than that. You know, like, what are you telling me? You know, just pick a number. And the Osiyah Shalaspiyas Atzmai, it's a nature. So people don't tell their children, right? Right. Yes, that's what we're saying. Right. They could force to pay. Okay, so this is the din of Kitanim overall, and yeah.
The slide you just said also mentions that the
because the second half of Sif Chav Ches, it says Chutzkuf Kupat Tzedaka Mishalav it. So that I think is what it means.
Don't eat the malva.
Yaraniim. Don't eat the malva. The Kupashat Tzedaka is a malva. Lent money. It's aniim. It's a mois aniim, right? The gabai is the yaraniim. That means. Okay, Sif Lamed, we learned before Rosh Hashanah. Remember, we learned it because we spoke about whether you need a prosbul before Chavtes. I just did Seven Gedalim Tanina Lahu Shavya Prosbul Shemahista Shemah Bishis Sif Lamed Eishias Rishametas Ksafim Elabasayfai Shmita is Meshamit at the end of Shmita. The Fikach Halevis Hilves Chaver B'Shvius Atzma Goyve Chaver Kol Hashana B'Bezn. Somebody who borrowed during the Shmita year, you come on the Chayv all year. Shtishka Achama B'Leil Rosh Hashanah Shomaytzay Shvius Over Achayv. I guess it depends if you're a Chassid, you go Rabbeinu Tam's man, or if you go to Gra and the Gra's man. What happens if a Chassid borrows from a from the yeshiva man, I don't know. It's mishamit avar hachayv. Somebody had a great idea. The banks in Israel, they're Jewish, so they do a prosbul. Now you know prosbul only works for chayvis that precede the prosbo. We're going to have that in a minute. Because the prosbo, you're giving your chayvis over. Someone had a great idea. On his way to shul, Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's another half an hour till Rosh Hashanah, he'll go to the bank, to the cash machine, and borrow money. They have overdraft. In Israel, everyone lives there off overdraft. He'll borrow money from the bank. Half an hour, then I rang a prosbo in half an hour. So he'll borrow money from them, and now it's a chayiv, it's overdraft. And now Shemit will be Mishamit. Now what's wrong with that? Huh? In Eretz Yisrael? I don't know.
not quite.
So there's a it's funny, his name is Moshe Shapiro, Moshe Chaim Shapiro, I think his name is. He's one of the Yisraelic Dayanim who wrote a kuntris on dealing with banks vis-a-vis Shemitah. And he writes that if you borrow money from the bank, the banks close at Rosh Hashanah Chatzais and they don't reopen until after Rosh Hashanah. So he says that's like borrowing money and setting this Zman Piroin for later. We learned that this Zman Piroin is set later, that Shemitah is not Mishamit. Only if this Zman Piroin came. So he says, since the banks are closed, it's obvious that this Zman Piroin is afterwards, and it's Kilu, that was his Nekuda. But, they're closed for collecting chayvis. They don't have an office that's in charge of collecting chayvis. Even if you pay a chayv, they're not going to get it till afterwards. They'll be in the machine.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's listed on that afternoon. All right, so I'm going to argue with his thing, and maybe you're right. I have no idea. What they should do is the receipt that every shutter should come out. Should have a printout. I wouldn't be surprised. Sorry, would not be. Nothing surprised me anymore. They will say Amidoshalei Tashmitei B'Shviyas. But it's now he writes there about checks. Now, the status of checks is itself debatable. I mentioned in the past. But just what he writes there about a check, he says a check is a shtar chayv. It's used as a shtar chayv, it's used as proof of debt, and it's used as, especially in Eretz Yisrael, here also people give checks to the grocer, and the grocer gives it to the golden flow man, and you know, like it makes its way all around until it comes back to the fellow through 20 hands. It's used as a shtar chayv. The halacha is in Siman Samach Vav, the siman that preceded this. The Ramah there writes that a shtar is nikna b'mesira. A shtar chayv is nikna b'mesira. If I have a check, if it's payable to bearer, or in a time or a place where third-party checks are accepted, if I sign over a check to somebody, so shtar shekasav by ani mishabid lachol l'chol mishamaisi nikna b'chalipin oy b'mesira. Like Siva, you don't have to write anything. A check that's given over, it represents the chayv, and it's really a shtar chayv. So he argues that all checks are really debt. And Shemitah is not Misham. And he gives an example. Says even if someone has a bar mitzvah or a wedding, and people give him checks as a gift. And he holds the checks till after Rosh Hashanah. So what he is saying is that check is debt. Now, let me buy if you lend me money and I give you a shtar. We could talk about it being a parayin of debt. Or if I care, you want to borrow money, I give you a check. So I gave you a loan. But even if it's not a loan, his argument is even if it's a gift, like a wedding gift, it represents a chayv. I'm giving you debt. I'm giving you a paper that represents debt. I'm giving it to you. And when Shemitah passes, Shemitah is Meshamet. And you can't cash. Now, if you have a prosbul, you have a prosbul. If the check preceded the prosbul, so you have a prosbul. But that's his argument, that checks represent a paper that represent debt. They create debt. And since they create debt,
it should be a should be a shtar chayiv. He says a bank check also. You go into a bank, you give them $100, they give you a bank check. What's a bank check? They owe you $100. They owe you $100, they give you a piece of paper that says you can come and get to, whoever you give it to can come and get the $100. You gave them $100, they're holding it. And eventually you'll get it back. Now, the bank could use the $100. They don't have to hold it. It's halva. You're giving them the money and they're going to pay back whoever comes. So the argument is, if it's a Jewish bank, that is debt, and therefore it should be Shemitah should be Mishamid, all checks that are given. That's what he says. Well, it's a check is currency. A check is not currency. I wouldn't call it currency. The government doesn't... you can't go to government with a check. It just represents debt. Somebody owes you money. It represents debt. If a person is broke, you're going to hold on to the shtar. You won't have any money from it. I think the so-called good faith of the government is also gives it value. It could be it's a shtar. See, people don't use dollar bills today for kinyanim because they say it's just a shtar chayv. And maybe it's just a shtar chayv. That's an afkamina for pidyon haben. You don't use dollar bills. Shtar is apostle for pidyon haben. But it's not a reason. There's nothing to do with shmita. It's still a chayv. It represents the chayv. It still creates a chayv. So for shmita, the fact that dollar bills may be shtar is as opposed to gufay kesef, it's an afkamina for a few things. It's not afkamina for chayvis. The chayv still exists. Well, he's arguing that the check should be the same. And the pushback is that may be true in Eretz Yisrael, which follows English banking laws, where once a check is given, it's a crime to fraudulently stop a check. But probably doesn't apply in the United States, where you can stop a check for any reason. You don't need a reason. You go to the bank, they stop the check, and the person wants to go after you. It's not a crime to stop a check. It's not a... You know, by stopping it, if you cause them a loss, he'll want money for that loss, he'll want damages. But it's the laws in the United States and in the English banking laws are different. All these tshuvas were written either in England by Reb Lau or in Eretz Yisrael, not in America. And it would seem that in America it's different. A bank check, on the other hand, would seem to be true. You lent the bank $100, and they give you a piece of paper. It's a letter that says, collect my debt from someone else. On what? They wire money today. It's a very interesting change. We need a Rav Moshe. The way money is transferred today by wiring, in the eyes of halacha, it's highly questionable if it's called a payment. What happens when I buy a house? If everything's done by wiring money. So what happens? Did I get any money? I didn't get money. I got a number in the bank. The bank, Mike's not holding my money. They just owe me the money. So till now, the bank owed me, I had deposits worth $100,000. And now I sell my house for $1 million. So they added $1 million. Now it says $1,100,000. It's a very interesting question for Chesh and Mishpat experts to be done. If today's way of transferring money, which is just a digital adjustment to an account, you don't get anything. All you get is an adjustment to your account. Is that really ever ribisk tzutza? Are you really getting it? You're getting a right to collect. You could take it out, but is he giving you something? He's giving you an adjustment of numbers in a... Okay, it's not for me. It's something I wonder about, and needs our generation doesn't have a remesha. We need a remesha to pass and wait. It's a loan to the bank. It's true. Today, all your money in the bank is a loan. It's not a pekudin, it's a loan, which means, at least theoretically, that if you lend money to the Jewish bank, you didn't write a principal, they shouldn't have to. You have to say mishamadani when you go to the bank. Now, the banks in Eretz Yisrael do write principals, and it's not a big deal for them. But I don't know. Money in a bank is not a pikadon. People think it's a pikadon. It's not, but a bank doesn't have to hold your money. I think a certain percentage that they have to have. There's a certain percentage of the total loans. I think they have to have cash on hand. What? They're making money on the money. I understand. So it's a halva, a certain percentage.
So with the check,
if if you didn't write a prosbul,
right,
if someone writes you a check,
and you cash the check after Shmita,
and you cash the check, so it depends. If someone if someone owes you money and pays you before Shmita, in Eretz Yisrael they would say it's paid. In America it sounds like it's not paid. It's just a letter. If I give you a letter, I owe you money. I say, you know, Yankel's holding my money. I'll write the letter to Yankel. I'll give you a letter. Go get my money. I say, I didn't pay the chayv. I wrote you a letter. In America, I think that's the way checks are. They're a letter to somebody saying, he's holding my money. Go get it from him. So when there are two ways. One way is I owe you money. And before Rosh Hashanah, I pay you by giving you a check. So in America, it's a problem because I didn't pay the chayv. It's a straw they'll argue that I did. I paid you by giving you shava kesef. Ishtar chayv is shava kesef. I paid you. I could pay you in oranges. I could pay you in apples. I could pay you in bonds. Now, if I gave you a U.S. bond, a savings bond, that would be money. If I give you a check, then they say it's a payment. Then here, not. The reverse is where the other way around, where I give you a check for goods you gave me, or I give you a check. That check represents, that creates a chayv to you. I give you a gift of a check. So what they're arguing in Eretz Yisrael is that I'm creating a chayv. When I give you a check, I'm telling you that this is a shtar chayv. They look at a check as a shtar chayv. Now they argue the fact that the paper itself is used as a shtar chayv. You go to the grocer and you give it to him. It's used as a shtar chayv. It's used as a shtar chayv. I'm creating a chayv. So I'm giving you a present. I'm giving you a $100 check. I'm creating a chayv. And now that chayv, Shmita should be mishamit. It's the reverse. When I owe you money, it's a payment. It's a payment. I'm creating that. That's what they're arguing.
They don't use checks anymore. They just use signs or...
Okay, let's see. Sif Lamed Aleph. Kozman Shiyocha Ligvis HaChayv Kaisen Prozbol. Anytime you could collect the chayv, you write a prozbol. Meaning up until Bein Hashmashis of Rosh Hashanah. Lamed Beis Prusbul Hamugdim Kasha Mocha Pasul. Okay, here we talk about post-dated and pre-dated shtaris. So before we learn Lamed Beis, what's the rule of thumb? If I write a shtar, a post-dated document or a pre-dated document, typically a post-dated document is kosher and a pre-dated document is pasul. What it means the following. Let's say I borrow money from you and you give me a shtar. What benefit do I have from the shtar? I have two benefits. I could prove I lent you money. So the date doesn't matter. As long as I have the shtar, I could prove I lent you money. Also, I could collect from Mishubadim. I could go to someone else and collect. From when could I collect? From the date. If you predate it, you're going to cheat people. You sold your house yesterday, now you give me a predated. So typically, predated is possible, and postdated is kosher. The Gemara says somebody wants to sell his house, and he started giving a chayv. He says, do me a favor, I want to postdate it, so I should be able to, no one's going to want to buy it. So you do him a favor, post-dating is mutar pretty much l'chat chila. Rapam was matmiya at one point on the minig of Rabbanim who are makbid by the ksuba. The date, ben hashmashes, they get all excited. So Rapam said, listen, listen, we get all excited. This will be post-dated. What's the problem? It's ben hashmashes. So you post-date, you date it for later. Shtar mu'ukhar is kosher. What are you all worried about? Besides the fact that 99% of the chassanim don't own karka anyway. How many chassanim own karka? Are you worried about collecting mishumadim? So I remember we were going to a wedding, and he was matmiya. Why are they getting all excited about a suba mugdam ocher? As was by a wedding, one of the shul, one of somebody from the shul who learned Eretz Yisrael, he had his Rashiva Eretz Yisrael as a Masada Kedushin. And by the chuppah, he comes over to me, he says, they promised me it would be before Shkia. I see it's after Shkia, I can't be Masada, you'll be Masada. I said, what are you worried about? He said, my Rebbe, he said, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, Ben Hashmashas, no, nothing doing. How are you going to date the Ksuba? I told him, do me a favor. You're Masada the Kedushin, I'll be Masada the Ksuba. He said, no, I don't do it. Ben Hashmashas, I don't do it, like Beshita. So reluctantly, I took the kibbutz, you know, like. But Rav Pam said he doesn't understand why. So I asked around. So people are nice in Lechayshem Mishpat. It says Shtar Mugdim Pasul Shtar Mucha Kosher. So Kosher Lechatchili is supposed to write the truth. Not supposed to write something that's not true. So Rav Pam said, okay, if it's a minute after Shkia, so you could already write Shtar Mucher. Why? Because in Chayshem Mishpat you can't collect from yesterday. Chayshem Mishpat, even a minute after Shkia, so it's already the next day in Chayshem Mishpat. You can't prove it's day, it's night. So Rapam, if it was a minute after Shkia, he wrote this man Mo'ocher. And that's what he did. So I was once Masader, and I was at a chassan table, and I said, do me a favor, I will cite it in a few minutes. We did the Kenyan, I'm waiting for a minute after Shkia. So Raflam, all of Ashalom from the Parkway, was there. He said, 1 minute after Shkia is night? He got all excited. He got all upset. 1 minute after Shkia is already night? So I said, that's what Rav Pam used to do. He said, okay. You do like your Rebbe, I do like my Rebbe. He was very nice about it. But fine. So he sells property. So the Shibbet, anyway, the Shibbet doesn't start till the last minute of the day. That's where Rabbi Aaron started, but by the Yeshiva Velt, they have Eidei Mesira. Right? When the Gemara says Eidei Chasima Karati, Eidei Mesira Karati, we passed in either one. Either Eidei Chasima are good, or Eidei Mesira. Mesira, people saw you give it. So Rabbi Aaron was Makbid, that's where it came from the Yeshiva world, that they call over the Eidei Kedushin to see the Mesira Saksuba. Why did I see the Mesira Saksuba? Because when you write a Zman and a Shtar, a date, it's only Meshubit from the last minute of the day. And at night, it's not going to be Meshubit to the last minute of the day. So you want to Meshubit right away. Eide Mesira know the time. So you want to Meshubit, so you do Eide Mesira. Now, first of all, if the wedding is in the summer, where there's only a half an hour left to the day, there seems to be no reason to have Eide Mesira anyhow. But that's the way they do it. Eidei Mesira is right away. Eidei Chasima, it says, Adshe Yerushalayim Kaisvin Shois, the Gemara says. Yerushalayim used to write the hour of the Shtar. It's Meshuvah from that hour. But if you write a day, it's not Meshuvah till the end of the day. Okay. I got news for you. It's not so negeya. Chasanim don't own karka. It's rare that they sell karka on the Chasan a day. That a chasan should own karka and sell it on the day of his wedding. It's not such an issue. By regular shtar chayv mugdim is possible because you're going to be mishabed karka, which is not really mishabed. So over here by prusbul it's the reverse. By prusbul it says the opposite. Prusbul ha mugdim kosher, ha meucher possible. Why? Because here it's the other way around. Here the prusbul only covers loans that predate the prusbul. So if you write an earlier date on the prusbul, you're hurting yourself. If you write a later time in the prusbul, that's no good, because after the prusbul is done, if there's another loan, the prusbul doesn't really cover it. So here is the reverse. The prusbul amugdim is kosher and amucha pasul. The total opposite. Siflamet gimel, neman adam laima prusbul hayali. Interesting halacha. A person is trusted to say, I had a prusbul v'avad, and I lost it. Now, why should this be this way? So it says in the Sma, because like Shavik Hatera Vavidi Surah, why would a from Yid not write a prosbul? Why would a person not write a prosbul? So he's never to say that he wrote a prosbul. V'loyayid elasha paiskin loy shema prosbul hayalach v'avad v'im amar kein neman. It is interesting halacha. This is a general chayshav mishpat halacha that Psach picha le'ilayim means open the mouth of a person that doesn't speak. Now, there are some cases where it's logical, and some cases where it's a chiddush. Typical psach picha le'ilayim, yavi yasim, and he doesn't know his father's business, so Bezin says, perua, mezuyif, whatever they say. Now, that we all understand. But psach picha le'ilayim means even a person who knows Bezin, we're at certain times, we're afraid that he's just in the awe in Beis Din, and he's just not saying what he should be saying. And therefore, for a Yosim, we say even things that are not common. We say any time that the father could have timed. For a person, we ask him, maybe he had a prosbul, since it's common to have prosbuls, so we're afraid that he didn't. He's awestruck. He's afraid of Beis Din. He's not timing it. So therefore, we say it's for him. What's interesting, and I don't fully understand it, there are two cases that are halacha l'maisa we do in Beis Din. One is kimli. This is a halacha, clear halacha in Hilchos Dayanim. I really don't fully understand. The halacha is, if Reuven and Shimon have it in Torah, no one's lying. Everyone's telling the truth. Reuven says something, Shimon says something, and it turns out that the halacha is that Shimon has to pay. But there's the Yeshayimrim in Shulchan Aruch that passes him. Now, we don't really pass them like the Yeshayimrim. We pass them like the first Shita, but it's a Shita. Since Hamaiti Mechaveir of Araya, the Nitva could say Kimli like the Shach, whoever the Yeshayimrim is. Kimli like the Shita. I want to go with the Shita and that's what I want to follow. And he has a right to do that in Beis Din. He has a right to say Kimli. Let's say you have a Tshuva Nigris Moshe, it says a Chiddush. And most Paisikim don't agree, it's Ramosha's Chiddush. A person in Beis Din say, Kimli, I hold like this Paisik. And a Maitri Ochai of Araya. Now that, I can understand. In Kimli, Beis Din says, Psach Picha Li'ilai. We say, he doesn't know Chesh Mishba. We say for him, Kimli. We say, Beis Din says, oh, he could say Kimli, so he gets to keep it. So that I find difficult to understand why we do that, why we say Tanin on Kimli for a person. I guess it's a level playing field if we say Kimli on both sides, but the Musik is the one who's going to gain from Kimli. Atiyum Arche Adayonim, and yet there's still a din of Kimli. There's still such a din. I don't know. It's a halacha that you say Kimli, and the other chiddush is by Migu. We do the same thing. If somebody says a Taina, and we're going to have here in a minute, we're going to have a case where a person says that loan was on a Tanai. He's believed with Amigo, he could have said he had a prosbul. So Amigo means we believe him with Taina A, which is not believable because he could have said Taina B. But maybe he never heard of Taina B. We say Amigo, prove Amigo the Mizuyev. Someone comes in a shtar and he says, you owe me money. He says, I paid. If you paid, why do I have a shtar? I have no answer. I have no believable answer. So the Gemara says, Pru'a Miga the Mezuyev. That I could say, the Shtar is Mezuyev. If you have a kind of Shtar, but I didn't say Mezuyev. So Ben says, oh, you have a Migu. What's my Migu? You could have said Mezuyev. Oh, really? I could have said Mezuyev? I didn't know that. Yeah, no, we give you a Migu. It's very difficult to understand. There's a lot of discussion about why Pru'a Miga the Mezuyev. Pru'a Miga just means an example, actually, about likes in the Gemara. But what? That's if when you have honest tayanim, it's a reason it's kedai to have tayanim in Beis. The problem with the tayanim is that the people are crooked tayanim. But they say b'shem Rechaim Brisker, when it comes to money, if someone's lying, he'll think up any lie. When it comes to money, he'll come with any lie. So that's why we give him a miku. But that's a passion. But at any rate, we say tayanim in these two cases. The Ramah just ends. The Raman Lamed Gimel, V'im Loi Paskul Loi Habezda V'yatzam Habezdin. If he didn't say prosbul, no one said prosbul. Because of Amar prosbul Hayali, if he comes back to Bezdin, if Haya Kaidim Psakdin Neman, a person could say new tainus before a Psakdin. Avolum Haya La'acha Psakdin Einin Amar. To come after a Psakdin with tainus, we're afraid someone taught him what to taina, and he's not Neman. Okay, next week I think we'll finish him Yitzhak Shem the Sinner.